Good morning. I'm standing at the rear of Doreen Melody's camper van, at the foot of the sturdy chrome ladder, which gives direct access to the roof. Or does it? Let's find out, shall we? Yes, it does. I'm on the roof. I'm not sure what to do now I'm here, because it's just a roof. Can't believe it. The ladder promised so much, didn't it? I've been duped.
We present The Shuttleworths, Episode 4, Caravan Capers.
I beg your pardon, I spoke too soon. There's plenty to do up here. I can check the seal and the tinted skylight, which I have done, and it's fine. No problems there. Also, being so high up enables me to get a more accurate weather picture than I would at ground level, and I need to know the forecast because we're going away, as you may have gathered, in this camper van. And a thanks go to Doreen for lending it us at short notice. It's a romantic weekend for two, me and Mary, to the picturesque village of Hope, Derbyshire, in celebration of our silver wedding anniversary. 2 months late, because there was a cock-up. You see, we were all set to go and see The Spinners at Goole Art Centre. Then at the last minute, Joan Chitty approached Mary with a spare ticket to see Michael Bolton. And Mary practically bit Joan's hand off. It was quite upsetting to see. And it meant I had to go and watch The Spinners alone. And I had a terrible time, because I had to eat my tub on my own in the interval, which is a humiliating experience. Don't know if you've ever had to do that. But that's all in the past now. It's a new day, and it's a lovely day, as I can verify from my observations. So I'm going to get down the ladder now. There's somebody at the foot of the ladder.
Hello.
I'll give you 3 guesses who it is.
Morning, John.
Now then. Hey.
Right.
What are you doing?
Well, it's my turn now, John.
No. Ken, he's trying to mount the ladder. And I won't allow it, Ken. Not dressed like that.
Why not?
Because you've got your dressing gown on, and presumably there's pyjamas underneath.
Yes.
Slippers.
No.
Which are without a heel. Mm. It's the slip-on type. Favoured by ladies.
Oh, okay.
I know it's only 7:30 in the morning, but I'd be a fool to let you climb that ladder, Ken, dressed as you are. What are you doing now? He's trying to pump the tyres up, which is what I was doing before I was distracted by the ladder.
Come on.
He's going to have a job. It's a double-cylinder model. There'll be a fierce resistance. Sure enough, he's falling. His dressing gown's riding up. It's ungainly for Ken. He's back on his feet. A rapid recovery.
John, have you not finished them tyres yet?
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, all right, love. That'll do. See you, Ken. Oh, he's gone. Think we're ready, love.
Oh, at last.
Yep. The house plants have been watered. We've cancelled the milk and papers.
That's right.
If anyone calls, say we're on our halls, indulging in caravan capers.
We've bolted the doors and windows.
That was my job. Bid farewell to neighbours. It's time to take a well-earned break and embark on caravan capers. Oh, how long will it take us? What rural thrills await us? I long to be at the water tap, enjoying banter.
Caravan capers.
With a fellow camper.
Caravan capers. Well, slow down, love. Yeah. There's no rush.
Pass me mint, please, love.
Okay.
Thank you.
Matter.
I've not seen that before, have you, love?
What?
Doreen's got a gonk in her back window. It's quite lifelike.
John! Ken.
Bouncing about.
It's Ken.
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 You're right.
Hello, John. Mary.
Oh. Help me down with him, love.
Yeah. Come on, Ken.
That's it, Ken. Just lie there.
Yeah.
Till we get to the hospital.
It'll be all right, Ken.
Yes.
What an idiot Ken Worthington was. Instead of viewing our departure from the comfort of his lounge, curiosity had got the better of him, and surreptitiously he'd scaled the forbidden ladder, hoping, no doubt, to alight before we'd driven off. But Ken's unsuitable footwear had hampered his attempts to disembark, and he'd had to endure a 10-mile drive over at times difficult terrain in his pyjamas. But Ken's plight seemed to have cheered Mary up. She kept passing him drinks of tea from our flask.
There you go, Ken.
Thanks, Mary.
I too was enjoying transporting an invalid, because I've always dreamed of being a paramedic. Don't know if you knew that. And I was a teeny bit disappointed when he suddenly said he felt better and began browsing through our campsite brochure.
Mm.
What?
This campsite sounds amazing.
Yes, the facilities are wide-ranging.
Mm, yeah.
Although we may, throughout our stay, be surrounded by animals grazing.
Oh. Didn't tell me that, John.
Did I not, love?
No.
Oh.
With barring lambs to acres,
yes.
How happy our stay will make us.
A leisurely groom in the gents' washroom.
And then a hearty
caravan capers.
All English breakfast.
Caravan capers.
Oh, wonderful.
Caravan capers.
Caravan capers.
Hey, Ken, don't get too excited.
Why not?
Well, you're not coming. This breaks for me and Mary.
Let me come, John.
No way, Ken.
I'll sleep on the roof.
You will not, Ken.
Mm. Underneath, then?
No, it's illegal.
Oh.
Now, we've enjoyed your company, Ken, but it's time for you to go home now.
Oh.
And get washed and dressed and ready for the day.
That's right. Mm.
There's a bus stop here, and here's your bus fare.
All right.
All right?
Thank you.
Good luck to you, Ken.
Bye, Ken. Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Ken?
Oh, I feel dizzy, John.
Ken's feeble attempt to open the sliding door had left him exhausted, and within seconds he was in a deep slumber from which we couldn't wake him. We had no option but to take him with us to the caravan site, though I wasn't happy about that. Well, would you be? You know, when you're having a romantic break with your wife, you don't want your neighbour tagging along. Luckily, Ken befriended a little lad from the next caravan and began playing frisbee with him, which allowed Mary to have a lie down, whilst I ventured to the water tap. Where is everybody? Want to exchange banter with somebody, but everyone seems to be in the caravans watching telly, which is fair enough, I suppose, when you're on holiday. But I brought my map with me, so I can explain to someone how I got here. It's something I like to do.
Oh!
Oops! Ken's frisbee's just hit one of the static caravans.
That was your fault,
and
Gavin.
The lady's coming out. Oh, Ken's for it now.
Joyce! Hello!
It is Joyce.
What are you doing?
The lady who did Ken's garden a few weeks ago. That's right, he said she lived in home.
I forgot you lived in home.
Likes gardening but doesn't have a garden.
Well, I'm on
holiday. Got a little fence, though. I've written a song about her, which I could play you. Just sit on the stile. Because I've got my keyboard with me, in case I get inspired.
She lives in Hope, though she used to live in Barnsley. She took bereavement calmly and decided to relocate. She lives in Hope, and she's very keen on gardening. She doesn't have a garden, though she does have a garden gate. She lives all alone in the shadow of the peak, and when she finds herself on Lewes Hill, she only need turn to Windhill to recover from defeat.
Come on, Joyce, chuck it. That's it. Right.
She lives in hope. Though she's nothing to live in hope for, but she knows she's got to cope or join her husband Pete.
Cup of tea sounds a bit like
that. She lives in hope. I've trumped you, love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the evening now. Just had a lovely meal.
Mm.
With a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
There's a little bit left, actually.
Yeah.
Which we can take home with us.
Come on, sure go.
Some people would maintain that knockout whist is better with three players.
Mm.
But they're misguided, in my view, because with two, you don't get knocked out very easily. Because you get a dog's life and then a cat's life. You've got a dog's life, haven't you, Mary?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had a fantastic day. Really have. Went for a little stroll around the perimeter of the caravan site, didn't we, love?
Mm.
Spending quality time with each other. And it's a lovely irony that a few yards away in another caravan, Ken and Joyce are doing exactly the same thing. Enjoying a candlelit supper for two. We wish them well in their relationship. Certainly, all the initial signs
can you
point to...
Shut up, Jan, please. I'm trying to concentrate.
Well, can you hurry up, please, love? You've only got two cards to choose from. It's hardly the decision of a lifetime, is it?
No, I took that one 25 years ago.
Hey, listen.
Oh.
Did you hear that, love?
I did, yes.
Someone on the roof.
There is. Go on.
Right. Pass us that bottle, love. Might need to defend myself.
Mm. Be careful, love.
Ooh. Who's there? Oh, Ken. What are you doing on my roof?
Keep your voice down, Joe.
Why?
I'm hiding from Joyce.
What for?
Well,
hey?
I criticised the pudding. And I asked her to pin back the tassels,
yeah,
you know, that hang in the door,
mm,
just so I'm getting in my face and hair. And
Ken,
she just come at me with the bottle opener.
But
I'm frightened, John, genuinely,
yeah,
you know.
I know, I can see that, Ken.
Mm.
And I'd like to say that you're safe now,
mm,
but you're not.
No.
Because being so high up, you're exposed. You need to find a sheltered position for you, Ken.
Well, hurry. She's by the shower block.
Ooh. Of course.
What?
The skylight.
Oh.
It's already partially open.
Yes.
Help me, Ken.
Oh.
That's it. In you go.
Oh.
Blimey, he's landed straight in my seat.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Ken.
He's even picked up the cards,
right,
that I had. He's carrying on the game for me.
She's
very generous of
him.
I've no doubt I'll be joining them in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
right,
despite what I said, knockout whist is probably better with three. But first I must find out the weather forecast. Because tomorrow we're going to the Heights of Abraham.
John?
What's the matter, Ken?
Can you pass the wine, please?
Yes.
Thank you. There you go,
Mary.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers, Ken, thank you.
Mm. Here's to Abraham.
Shuttleworths was written and performed by Graham Fellows and produced by Paul Schlesinger.